Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, speaking at NYU for to law students, speaking at the University of Chicago to law students, and now we speak to all of us amateurs about a headline in the Wall Street Journal. Donald Trump indicted by Manhattan grand jury. Subhead, cases, first time a former president has faced criminal charges. Professor, we just have a few minutes here, and you have spoken of this already in your libertarian podcast, and I wanted to go to one detail among all the others, is that this is a city prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, bringing a case against a federal officer for what I ascend, what I understand eventually involves a federal crime, violating campaign laws. Is there precedent for that?
Well, I asked myself the same question. The way this case is shaking out is there's supposed to be hush money payments made improperly, which is a misdemeanor under New York law that gets you a 2-year statute of limitations, but no more. They have 6-year statute of limitations if they can make it a felony. So they're trying to add in a federal case for campaign violation and to do that in order to extend the time. So the question I ask myself is, so forget about the statute of limitations question. Assume that this was something that was brought by a city prosecutor back in 2016, 2 weeks after the event had taken place. The clear response at that time would be, wait a second, this is a federal crime to be dealt with by federal prosecutors, and it's not as though they have first crack at going after somebody. They are the only people who can prosecute for federal crime. Now, there was a recent contretemps over whether or not a district court judge could appoint private prosecutors when the federal government did not prosecute. The court, regrettably, in the Second Circuit said it could, but it's clear under separation of powers principle that only federal officials can enforce federal law. And I think that's true whether or not it's an add-on count or an original count. So I think on the face of it, this is simply wrong. The federal government just doesn't have first crack at a prosecution. It's the only party that can bring the prosecution. They've already declined to do it, which means that the case has to be at an end. So this completely upsets federal-state relationships in a very dangerous way, and does so in a way which means stabilize national institutions, because you could now imagine a situation where Trump is going to run for president, as he's well entitled to do, while he's behind bars in a state prison because they've decided to get a New York jury that's prepared to commit him. You have thousands of decisions that have to be made now. Are they going to let him out on bail? Are they going to basically give federal marshals have to be with him every hour of every day in every place? What sort of treatment are they going to give him in jail? The whole thing smacks of an authoritarian maneuver by a very powerful partisan, and it will break down walls. I'll just give one comparison. The whole situation in Israel is much more complicated than it should have been, because under their assistance, when you prosecute the prime minister, what happens is the opposition parties won't work with him, and the attorney general says he's not allowed to speak out on judicial reform issues because of a potential conflict of interest. That's what a prosecution gives you, all sorts of terrible collateral consequences that we don't know about. Mr. Bragg is a narrow partisan who claims to be following the law, the facts, and the evidence, but he's in fact somebody who's engaged in massive abuse of prosecutorial discretion.
And because of this right now unprecedented occasion, is that enough to have the case go away, or would there still be discovery in all of the...
Well, see, if I'm correct that you cannot have a state prosecutor or a city prosecutor basically taking after a federal crime, then the case goes away for that reason without any need for discovery or anything else. If that position is rejected, it's going to be much more complicated, because there is going to be a serious question as to what it is that the prosecution withheld that it should have disclosed, what kind of information can be gathered, and then you're going to have a detailed examination of the question. Well, did Trump authorize these payments? Was it done by somebody in his organization? Was he doing it to spare his wife public embarrassment? We don't know all the answers to these facts.
30 seconds, Richard. Go ahead.
So essentially, the correct view is I am very much against prosecuting former presidents on either side, let alone sitting presidents. But if you're going to do it, you want to have an absolutely ironclad legal case and very sure factual predicates. And in this case, the legal theory is highly dubious, and the factual connections are very, very bad, and the political motivations of the prosecutor are just dreadful. This is a thing that never should have happened.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,